Lessons learned is a difficult one, but what is to be said is that there was most definitely a lack of strategic leadership in the city. There was a fantastic team called Resilience Birmingham coordinating the fire service, the hospitals, the ambulance services and the police. They were absolutely formidable. And just like Councillor Huxtable said, the officers in the council also did a fantastic job of cleaning up the city before 8 or 9 o'clock, before even the clean up the riots, people turned up, the 100 or so people turned up, the city was clear. But just to show how there was a lack of strategic leadership, we was then told to disperse and thank you ever so much for showing solidarity. But when we went down to Richard Sains, we had glass to clear up, and it took us half an hour to do that. And then we went up to Handsworth, this was yesterday, and we went up and we cleared a few shops. Now, those areas are not routinely cleaned or have the resources that the city centre has. So the city centre is very resilient, but outside the city centre is a problem. And we saw that today. We've seen windows smashed outside my window today, well, underneath the flat downstairs in the Broad Street area. We've seen Richard Sains been done over again. We've seen Handsworth being safe, but we've seen Winston Green, and we've seen fires at the fort, and we've seen unrest in Chelmsley Wood and the like. And even in Bearwood, we saw some trouble. So there's trouble all across the city. So there was such a narrow focus on the city centre and getting it done. But when you think about it, the street cleaners would have been out anyway that morning, and those machines just picked up the glass. But when we got to Richard Sains, they could not pick up the big piece of the glass. And we were very, very pleased to have Councillor Holden there today, because he made a few phone calls to the council, and he got people, the city council officers there and workers, and they picked up the glass, and then we cleared up the mess around them. It was very, very well done. But there was a lack of strategic leadership. It was a very, very important point. And Elena Cohen said to me a couple of days ago, and she said it to Richard Burden, and Richard Burden took it on board and pressed on it, is that we might need a COBRA sort of activity in Birmingham, where we meet, where the key decision makers meet with a click of a finger, including the chief of the police, the chief of the council, and all those to coordinate. And there must be involvement of the MPs. The MPs have been formidable, particularly Richard Burden, particularly Khalid Mahmood. They've been very vocal, very visible. They have been there, and they've been making these calls. But the council have taken their time and drifted, and there's been a cabinet meeting today, 36 hours on. Brilliant, but could have happened a bit sooner. And that was after Richard Burden and others called for it and said we needed this leadership. But we need to consider that. How do we respond? Mike Whitby, maybe some people said I'm wrong in saying this. Where is he? What's he been doing? I've not seen him on the news. I've not seen him walking around with David Cameron today, Nick Clegg yesterday. Councillor Tilsley's been very good. But it's been citizens in the city, people like myself and other people, who have been offering advice, leadership and offers of support. We need that leadership. So that's a very, very big lesson. Also, we've had some podcasts previously on purpose and the mixture. And I think the news are asking the question why, of course, which is a very important question. But they're asking it in a very top-level question, not what is the underlying purpose. And we do have to break it down, like Matt and I did, for under 14-year-olds, other teenagers, and adults retaliating. I think you have to break it down even more so than that. And also, what's the cocktail mixture? If you listen to Radio 5 Live or BBC West Midlands, you'll hear people blame police cuts, the education system. And, yeah, OK, we need to consider that. But that's what politics is for, and we've seen some changes in the recession and all that. Those things need to be debated, but we don't want labels. It's because of bad parenting. It's because the education system is the way it is. It is a mixture, and that mixture has created something, and we need to start to debate that, and Parliament's been recalled tomorrow, and I hope they consider that. But I would split it up into three things, for the key things in my mind. One is strategic leadership in cities, and we're having the mayoral debates come up, and that's very important. What is the cocktail mixture? And what was the other thing I said, Matt?
The mine's gone blank now.
And mine has. It was an important one. Leadership.